Journalist and author Dan Moran has followed the vice president's career since she started in San Francisco's DA's office back in the 90s. He recently published a biography called Kamala's Way. And we talked to him earlier today about this historic day for the vice president and for the country. What would you describe as a few of her core characteristics?
Well, her core characteristics, sort of Kamala's way, is she's very tough. She's strategic. She thinks more than one step ahead. She's very smart. She can be really charming and really charismatic. I'm sure your viewers remember her grilling Brett Kavanaugh in his confirmation hearings for the U.S. Supreme Court, and also her grilling of Jeff Sessions. And she really left those really very practiced men tongue-tied. So she is that person. She's that really tough person. But then she appears on The View, and she appears on Oprah, and she's just as charming as can be. I had no clue that some of the things that she does when nobody's looking, really very sweet human things, reaching out to people who are near death, for example, people who could obviously never help her, but she feels a need to comfort people. Mm. So she has a heart.
And obviously we know from a gender and racial perspective, she is a groundbreaking now figure in American politics, but also talk a little bit about her blended family that now will be on this journey with her.
You know, it's such an interesting heritage that she brings to this office. You think about her mother, she was a 19-year-old girl, really. Although obviously brilliant, she had graduated from college in India. Her passion was to become a scientist, and she persuaded her parents to let her come halfway around the world to University of California at Berkeley. This is in 1959. Her mother, Shyamala, stood maybe 5 foot tall, so diminutive. But how gutsy was that to leave her family, to come to a place she knew nothing really about, to follow her passion? I think her mother's influence is huge. Kamala Harris talks about it, her mom, all the time at all these important events. Misses her terribly. She died in 2009. Her father, from Jamaica, he too came to University of California at Berkeley to study economics. Went on to become a tenured professor in the economics department at Stanford University, no small feat. They split when Kamala was about five, when Kamala Harris was about five. Their divorce was final in 1972. So that, you know, they were formative. Her mother understood that in America she was going to be viewed as a Black person, and so she made a point of making sure Kamala and Maya Harris had an understanding of civil rights from an African American perspective. So she is very much a multicultured person.
And not a mom herself, but a stepmom to the second gentleman's children. So not only does she come from this mix of Indian and Jamaican descent, but then she, in her own personal life, beyond her parents, is bringing a mixed family into the White House.
Yeah, isn't this an American story? Doug Emhoff, who I've met a couple of times, the second gentleman, as they're calling him. He was an attorney in Century City, part of Los Angeles, an entertainment lawyer, represented Hollywood figures. He tells a funny story about the introduction. Hollywood figure, Russ Hudlund, and his wife, a longtime friend of Kamala Harris, came to them with a legal issue. And at the end of their session, Hudlin asked whether he was single, and Emhoff asked, why are you asking? And she said, well, I've got somebody who you might want to meet.